I'm Marco Werman with The World. For several years, we've been dealing with a meth epidemic in this country, but the abuse of methamphetamines is a global problem, too. And in Asia, a lot of the meth comes from Myanmar. That's a word from Patrick Nguyen. He's with our partners at Global Post.
Burma, or Myanmar, is one of the world's major drug producers. It produces as much methamphetamine, potentially, as Mexico's cartels. Its heroin output is second only to Afghanistan. So when you're looking around Asia, a lot of the drugs that people are consuming in Asia are coming out of Myanmar.
Who are the people there making all the meth?
The meth is produced by various armed groups. So you have rebel groups that are at war with the government, and you have militias that are aligned with the government that are also producing drugs. And this is not very well known. This is part of what our investigation has sought to prove, that the government, in fact, is propping up militias that produce meth and are key players in the Asian meth trade.
Is anybody in the government kind of paying lip service to this, at least, and saying something needs to be done about the problem?
No, mostly flat denials is what you're going to hear from the government. But in reality, these government-backed militias are producing a ton of meth and trafficking a ton of meth. And that was confirmed to us by the outgoing head of the DEA office in Myanmar.
It strikes me that the volume of drugs coming out of Myanmar, this could not have happened overnight. This is all must have been ramping up before the country started its opening to democracy, right?
That's correct. And Myanmar has been producing drugs for a long time. Some people may have heard of the Golden Triangle, this part of Southeast Asia that produced a lot of heroin, which indeed sent a lot of heroin to New York City and flooded its streets in the 70s. But these days, heroin is not as big a drug as methamphetamine. Meth in Asia is now the go-to drug. It's consumed with a certain casualness that's almost like pot is consumed in the U.S., even though it's a much harder substance. And what most people are consuming and what most of Myanmar is producing are these little pink pills called yaba, which means crazy medicine. And they're about 20% methamphetamine. You can ingest them, but most people like to put them on foil, hold a lighter underneath, and inhale the fumes, sort of like freebasing.
Wow. We know what meth has done to towns in Massachusetts and across the U.S., completely ravaged some of them. What's it done to the communities you've toured around in Myanmar?
Well, if you go to sort of the tourist trail in Myanmar, where all the pagodas and the barefoot monks are walking around, you know, what most tourists see, you're not going to see meth addiction. The government keeps a pretty tight grip on the flow of drugs in the mainstream areas. But when you get to these very far-flung border areas on the border of China and Thailand, where the drugs are actually being produced, it's a very severe epidemic. And it's hard to gauge these things, but I suspect it must be one of the most severe meth epidemics in the world. Crime is up. People say that you can't even leave your blue jeans hanging on the clothesline overnight or someone will steal them. People are stealing motorbikes, stealing cars. It's just a really, really severe epidemic. And it's not just meth. It's also heroin. As you're walking around the streets, you can even see spent needles laying on the ground. I was even in an internet cafe that had a big sign up saying, you know, as you're checking your email, please do not shoot up at the computer. That's how pervasive it is.
Are you kidding?
No, that's true.
That is incredible. You can check out Patrick's full investigation of the meth trade in Myanmar and Southeast Asia. That's at PRI.org. Patrick Nguyen with our partners at Global Post. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.